May the Lord increase our stamina in these difficult times. Amen. My dear family, the heat is getting to everyone as we move into the summer season. Please be on guard not to become impatient and hopeless. This discomfort from the weather will pass, but I do know the Lord wants us to be prepared for trials as the world deteriorates. He's coming so very soon. We all need to be ready. My body has struggled to function because of the heat, so I've not been as productive as I would like. I believe our blood goes from thick to winter months to thin as it gets hotter, and that's always a challenge. Lord, I thank you for being so patient with me. I am feeling much better. He began, "I am patient with you because you must learn to be patient with others, my love. I truly love the work you have given me, Jesus. Please help me to climb out of this pit and really apply myself. Please, Lord, I'm asking for your help. And you know that you will always have it, but not always in the form you want it to be. Things in this country are highly critical now. Everyone in the military is strung tight, as the saying goes, on the edge of their seats, watching for who is going to make the first move. Although it is scripted, one misstep could change everything in an instant. This is when I most need your prayers and fast offerings, my brides. This is the critical hour where one wrong move could plunge this earth into the fiery abyss. The Divine Mercy Chaplet is especially effective right now. I don't think you guys realize it, but when you pray like this, when we pray like this in a group, it's very, very powerful. We're all on the same page, one heart and one mind. There are so many, Claire, that are not saved. They have not heard my words, seen my face, or known my Father. They have been so polluted by hatred and revenge, it is impossible to see his mercy and love. They reflect this in all they say and do. To them, my Father is a righteous God who destroys all who oppose him. That is their brand of righteousness, not seeking to understand, seeking only to eliminate those of a different understanding. So much bloodshed over misunderstandings. This is the way of Satan, my people. If you do not agree, you are simply eliminated. My heart is that all should be gently led into an understanding of the truth through prayer and discourse. When I return, this shall be so. But because of what lies ahead for the world, I am calling all my people to be compassionate and forgiving, even to those who take your physical bodies from you. Your blood will indeed speak to their hearts, and your generous example of forgiveness will be remembered and haunt them into reconsidering their beliefs. You never know how close or how far away a soul is to my salvation. You may be the only witness of the Father's love. Oh Lord, I don't like this topic. I fully understand. It's not exactly my favorite either. But you are my emissaries of love in this distorted world hijacked by Satan and hatred for mankind. My heart, Claire, if you could really see all who I hold there, is made up of thousands of wounded souls who I long to heal and bring into the kingdom. Man has made a mess of mankind. He has deviated so far off the track of love that humankind is no longer recognizable from the original model. It is mostly the job of my people to heal the wounded and set the captives free. It'll take several hundred years of the millennium to heal the wounded of this world. But still, those who cannot be healed will be the seed of the end-time rebellion. How I loathe the work it will take to sort out those who are mine and those who are Satan's. Claire, you are all in my school of soul healing, and you are laden with gifts to bring this about. This is one reason why Satan has so vigorously opposed you. He hates your gifts and everything you stand for. But I want to assure you, everything you have ever created for me will not go to waste. Every drawing, painting, writing, and song, all of it will be put to use throughout the millennium to touch and heal souls. Nothing shall be lost. Stand on that, beloved. And I want this assurance to be communicated to my people. Many despair because they falsely believe things for me were done in vain and they are lost forever. Not so. Everything came from your relationship with my Holy Spirit and is recorded in safekeeping to be used to heal the wounds of mankind. Children, everything you have ever done for me had a purpose, and I cherish it. You may grieve over things that were lost or ruined, but I assure you, nothing of what you did for me shall ever be lost. Rejoice in this knowledge. You shall be amply rewarded and satisfied with each act of love you created for me and for souls. And that was the end of his message.